Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Thursday here on Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, those blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so if you did miss out on yesterday's, you still have time to swing on over there, catch up with what went up there yesterday. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit your link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
All right, Dan, so I had quite a bit of stupidity running wild today when it comes to the NFL. They're in the process of negotiating a new CBA, and the owners approved something today that has a 17-game regular season schedule, and they did away with one preseason game. So there would be no technical extra game. They also added one team to the playoff format in each conference. So now only the number one seed would get the bye. Everybody else would have to play wild card weekend. You know, Dan, I can't quite figure out just how lazy these sports writers are. You know, I mean, these guys are just all, you know, disgusting fat POS is the way it's going, because all they did was cry about it. Oh, well, there's an extra game now, and, you know, this doesn't make any sense, and the NFL is trying to do too much. Look at it, morons. There is no extra game. All right, instead of three or four preseason games, they're going to play one less. That game just now counts in the regular season. That's all that matters there right now. You know, and I couldn't fathom the stupidity. And, of course, you know, they brought up the concussion. Well, you know, this is going to lead to more concussions. One game? How many more concussions are we going to get in one game, Dan? One, we're going to get maybe one, maybe none, maybe half a one. So, you know, it was just, you know, overly ridiculous listening to these guys. And there were a couple times I just turned the show I had on off. I was like, I can't listen to this crap. You know, I mean, you know, every league has to be able to evolve and make changes. Like they were saying, well, you know, if there would have been one more playoff team in, you know, the AFC, it would have been the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, and they probably would have got beat on wild card weekend by the Kansas City Chiefs. So what's the big deal if they got in? Well, you know, it would have been Duck Hodges in the playoffs. Well, yeah, if they win enough games to get in, you get in the playoffs. That's how these things work. You know, Dan, what happens to these guys? You know, you get a job, you're on the beat for a while, and then you become a complete jackbag?
Well, and that's kind of what I was alluding to is, well, what if instead they eliminated a game and then eliminated preseason games? So yeah. I don't know if they're on a salary too, but that loses them work. So the less games there are, the less work they have to do. And then they can all go on to aspire to be political writers and just jump on whichever bandwagon they choose over there.
Because, I mean, it was just, I mean, legitimately the one of the stupidest arguments I have ever heard. You know, well, it's you know, just doesn't make sense. It's one extra game, and we don't need an extra game, and everything's fine the way it is. And, you know, yeah, well, you know what the NFL just added? They added revenue, which is what, unfortunately, leagues want to do to survive.
This is not official yet, is it?
No, it's got to go to the players. But apparently, this is all set. So,
I mean, so then if it's not official, what are you complaining about?
Yeah. Well, that was kind of the other funny thing, is it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, we don't, you know, we don't know what's going on yet, but you know, hey, here you go. That's you know, that's how we go, and you know, here you are. So. But yeah, I was just so baffled by listening to these guys. I was like, wait, what? You're upset because we're adding a game when we didn't really add any games. Okay, how does that work out?
The regular season, is that an additional game or is it an additional bye week?
So, no, well, you know, there'll be 17 regular season games is how it'll work. So
does that mean we'll now have 5 weeks of regular season football or three?
We're going to have the same amount of football.
Yeah, well, no, I just meant the fact that, you know, with the format going into, you know, this past season with four preseason games where, you know, young quarterbacks like Mitch Trubisky have about 7 snaps and 6 of them he hands off. You know, does that now mean that those 3 preseason games that he won't do anything in will now equate to when we start the regular season, we'll now have 5 weeks of regular season preseason ball where he's learning how to play the game, you know, the game that, you know, coaches put forth? Or do you think that'll equate to 3 games for him to catch up and figure out how to run his offense?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I don't know how they'll go about it. You know, if they want to, let him play, or how they're going to go back to, you know, whatever they're going to do. But that, you know, obviously that's up to them. So,
you know, they would probably have to be able to add on 2 games and eliminate the additional concussions if they formatted their kickoffs like the XFL. I mean, man, I don't know how you feel about that, but I know that'll never happen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we'll see what, you know, what changes they actually make, you know, as this kind of moves along, because obviously there are ideas to, you know, make these adjustments. So, you know, I mean, it's clear that, you know, the XFL really has some good ideas. And, you know, that's something the NFL is going to have to deal with. So, we'll see how you know, how it goes or what they, you know, what they end up doing. But yeah, I don't know how they'll, you know, how they'll work it out. But yeah, I mean, it was just the amount of ridiculous stupidity was just making me insane. And I was like, wait, this is upsetting. Why? You know, because you're going to have to work. I mean, we got one game that finally means more, and you're going to piss and moan about it. So,
well, and I mean, what is the guarantee that you're going to add more concussions?
Right. You know, and obviously, I mean, there's no guarantee, you know, any of that is going to happen. You know, it was just their excuse for whatever, you know. Oh God, this is going to happen now. We have all this going on. I can't believe that, you know, we're gonna have this happen. And what are we gonna do? Oh no, you know. And it's like, really, like you're kidding me, right? That's how we're gonna go about this.
Well, and I mean, if it's not even official, then. And what's to complain about?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the big complaint was the fact that it looks like this is going to be approved. You know, this is something, you know, obviously, you know, they kind of work these things out ahead of time. So, you know, it looks like that this is going to be approved, and, you know, we'll see how it kind of goes. But, yeah, I mean, it was just the idea of listening to these guys just kind of squawk about what was really nothing. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of crying because, well, you know, the NFL is overdoing it, and, you know, this is going to drive them out of business. Oh, they're, you know, nobody wants more football. I'm under the impression they didn't check the XFL ratings. You know, because we have people watching a non-NFL league. You know, the NFL is just coming off of one of its best seasons, rating-wise. And the funny thing is, this is the only sport this would have happened in. You know, if the NBA would have said, oh, yeah, we're going to add 8 more games and play year-round, they would have been jumping up and down on the Mickey Mouse Network saying it was the greatest thing that ever happened to sports. Oh, this is unbelievable. I can't believe how smart they are. You know, the NBA is so much farther ahead than any other league. Yeah, football does it, and you're a moron. So yeah, it's just like, really? You know how. But yeah, it was just, you know, like I said, it was difficult to constantly listen to, you know, over and over today. It was just like, really? You know, this is what I've got to deal with. Every show is gonna rally against the fact that the NFL added one game. You know, and I mean, you can't sell me enough on the injury to make me actually think that, you know, it's gonna happen. I mean, there's gonna be injuries, but even in that one preseason game, we can still get injuries. Right? You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and it's, yeah, just kind of like, okay, you know, who's the moron here? You know, why am I coming off as the idiot? When it's like, hello. So like I said, it was completely frustrating, and I was just ready to choke somebody out. I was like, yes, somebody needs to pay here. So, you kind of fell off there. You said, oh, and that was it.
That's all right. I was looking at something else offline.
All right. So, yeah, that was just my big frustration of the day. But, you know, we did Dan went through and set up our fantasy baseball league, so we're all set to play fantasy baseball. You know the deal if you want to join us. SportsTimeRadio@hotmail.com. We'll send you the link. You know, it's free. We run it through Yahoo. So, you know, feel free to jump on and you know, play fantasy baseball with me. Dan, I do need you to send me the teams in the league that bailed last year because I can't get into the standings from 2019. So I don't know who didn't participate and who didn't after the draft.
I was looking for last year's records. So
yeah.
Once I find that, as long as you know that it's summer again, is the Snake League set for Friday night at 7 o'clock?
Is that the Snake League? I never know what's what, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know by my team name. So the one that you're in, Call Me Big Fudge, I can't believe you changed the name from King's Court. Or no, First
I did.
Bomber.
The other one.
Did you?
So.
Well, you should have played. You still haven't accepted King's Court.
I did. I've got it right here.
Oh, that's weird. It's still in my thing.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm still searching to figure out how to find it's so weird.
I think they
still have me
as
the manager.
They have me listed as co-manager, but I accepted it. So, I don't know what was what, but.
Oh, I guess I have to go in there and resend that so that you're the manager. We'll get that all set up. Yeah, that's weird. I guess I got to change it from the commissioner. But yeah, I mean, like you said, we've got to check our standings from last year, remove a couple more guys, and then we'll get this going. I mean, I'd love to move the draft to 5 o'clock like that one guy asked for, but I won't be home. So.
Well, that's no excuse. You should still move to 5 o'clock for that guy.
Yeah.
You know. Just because, you know, that's how it works out.
Yeah, but we'll get this all finalized this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I mean, either way, like I said, just look for the leagues. They'll be out there, and you know, everything to play. But yeah, like I said, if you're interested, you know, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. It is free. We run through Yahoo, so you know, feel free to jump in and join us and you know, have some fun. It's just really for bragging rights. So, but you know, it's that time of year where, you know, we have to start looking at who's who and, you know, how things are going to work out. And, you know, yesterday, I think you were on your break. I was talking a little bit about Miles Mikolas for the Cardinals. is going to start the year on the DL. And I know we had another pitcher issue today, this time again with the Yankees. They had to shut down Luis Severino. As
yeah,
he is having, they described it as, I heard arm soreness and then forearm discomfort. He dealt with this. Well, basically, you know, he missed almost, God, how many games last year because of an injury. He came back to pitch towards the end of the season. They mentioned today, you know, Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, actually mentioned that this is something that he had happen in what ended up being his final appearance in the ALCS against the Astros. He had some forearm soreness. And, you know, you just kind of wonder, you know, at that point you're probably wondering the fact that, well, just that he hasn't pitched. You know, so there's going to be some lingering soreness there. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, they're talking about now how he has loose bodies in his elbow. You don't know if they're going to have to go in and perform surgery on that to get those out of there. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just an odd situation here. I mean, you're looking at a guy who, you know, if healthy, would have been the Yankees' number one easily, you know, coming off a 2018 season where he went 19-8. Last year he only pitched in 3 regular season games. He did make – how many postseason appearances did he end up making? He ended up making 2 postseason starts. So, it's just kind of odd. And, I mean, we're talking about a guy here who's only 26. Then you add it all in, he finds out about this on his birthday. So there you go. Happy birthday to you. But, yeah, you know, it's starting to seem like the Yankees just have bad luck, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, you're still going to have your Yankee haters out there. Well, that's what they get because all they do is buy championships. Aside from, well, you know, Giancarlo is the only guy that technically they traded for and are paying for, who wasn't one of their own. So, they're not doing anything different than any other team does now.
Right.
With the exception of, I think, their luxury taxes as much as their payroll now, but.
Yeah, well, you know, the weird thing is, like, you complain about the Yankees, you know, if they wouldn't have given Gerrit Cole that big contract, somebody else would have. So why, you know, I mean, if he can help you win, why do you allow somebody else to take that guy? You know, I mean, I get it. It sucks if you're a fan of, you know, the Pirates, the Royals, or one of these, you know, small market teams that just can't compete with that. But is that the Yankees' fault? You know, should they let somebody sign someplace else because of that? You know, I mean, would you have let him sign someplace else, Dan, just because they were upset with you?
Well, and that's what they're supposed to do, right? They're supposed to be the nice guys and, you know, and help the Royals find a guy like that.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, you know, even like I said, if the Yankees didn't sign him, it still wasn't going to be the Pirates or the Royals or, you know, the Rays or the Marlins or, you know, a team like that. They weren't going to jump up and all of a sudden pony up and sign Gerrit Cole. You know, if he wouldn't end up with the Yankees, he could have ended up back with the Astros or the Angels or maybe even the Dodgers would have thrown out some money there. So, you know, I know the Rangers were offering big money. It's not like the Yankees were the only one who gave him this money. So, you know, it's just kind of strange. But, here you go. You know, that's how it works.
Yeah, well, you know,
but
the Angels weren't offering it.
No, you know, and I think, Severino is the second Yankee pitcher that's already hurt. I believe James Paxton is also currently injured. Or was it J-Hop? It was one of them. One of the lefties was hurt.
I thought it was Paxton just had surgery.
Yeah, I think he was the one who had the back issue, right? That's where...
Yeah, because we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so... you know, well, but yeah, it's just, I don't, you know, after the year they went through last year, you would have thought that this year there, you know, there was no way they could have, you know, could have the same issue. And here you go, we're just starting off the season, you know, and they've already got guys that, you know, hey, look here, the Yankees are already down two starting pitchers. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see, you know, what the verdict becomes on Severino. But I don't think anybody is talking Tommy John, so that's probably a good thing. But, you know, you've got to be concerned. I mean, here's a guy coming off an arm injury, and, you know, all of a sudden he can't get over this forearm soreness. And, I mean, this is February. October, November they played that game against the Astros? So you'd think he would have been recovered by now, right?
But, yeah, but, you know, at the same token, if he's going to have this kind of issue, don't you want it now?
Yeah, well, you know, this is one of those things. Pitchers normally go through this. I mean, you know, everybody's heard pitchers talk about, you know, they have a dead arm phase. And they normally go through it in spring training. So, you know, this kind of, you know, just one of those things. But, you know, hopefully it's not serious and they get it out of the way and there's no, you know, no problems here. But, you know, I mentioned, you know, not only the injury to Paxton, but the injury to Severino now. Don't forget that the Yankees also have Domingo Germán is suspended. So, you know, that's a third pitcher out of their rotation that, you know, they're going to be missing, because I think he's got 60 games left, did I hear? I'm trying to remember how many games he was out last year. But yeah, he's got, you know, still part of a suspension to sit out. So it's kind of, you know, kind of odd when, you know, it comes up like that. But I mean, you know, obviously they're going to have Gerrit Cole at the top of the rotation, and you know, they still have Masahiro Tanaka, and you know, J.A. Hopp will probably fit in there somewhere. Maybe back at number five. So it's just going to be filling in those holes, be it, you know, maybe Jordan Montgomery or Jonathan, what is it? It's Luciga, I believe it's pronounced. You know, to kind of, you know, kind of fill those kind of voids is, you know, things, the injuries kind of work out, and then, you know, they'll get Paxton back, and hopefully, hopefully Severino just needs some rest and he'll be okay. What was the update on Paxton here? Yeah, it looks like he's expected to start throwing in about three weeks now, is what they're saying. So that's mid-March. You figure what, he misses the first month of the season, Dan? You figure that's a good timetable? So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, you know, I mean, they'll have to get by with it, and, you know, hopefully it's not serious with Severino. And, you know, obviously if it is, we'll keep everybody updated, because that kind of, kind of the way things go. But, you know, we'll, you know, we'll see. And, you know, for some reason I thought there was another pitcher that had an issue today, and for the life of me I can't seem to find it. So maybe I was just imagining it. Or, you know, maybe I misheard something. I don't know. I'm off my rocker here sometimes, so I don't know what's what. But, oh, yeah, there it is. Thank you. The Indians, the other team to add more trouble to their starting rotation. You know, Mike Clevinger is already down with meniscus surgery. And then Carlos Carrasco is scheduled to go under an MRI because he had a right leg issue. And it was, they described it as discomfort, but the discomfort was so bad that apparently he ended up on crutches. They don't have a ton of information on it, so I don't know if it's a calf or, a thigh or what area of the leg it is. They're just saying, right leg. So that, that leaves it kind of open-ended until we can find out a little more. Carrasco, just returned, he had leukemia last year. So he missed a decent part of the season. He ended up coming back. What are you pitching last year? He ended up pitching in 23 games. He made 12 starts. He was the American League Comeback Player of the Year for obviously good reason. I wrote a little bit about the Indians being shorthanded without Clevinger, and they do have some young guys. I mean, obviously Shane Bieber is going to anchor the rotation, but they have like Jeff Plesac and Aaron Civil and Adam Plutko, and all these guys have contributed before, but it's nice to have that, while Clevinger is kind of a veteran, it's nice to have a guy like Carrasco, who is a real veteran, to kind of anchor things down. And you wonder if maybe they'll look to sign kind of one of these remaining on the edge type of free agents, if they'll bring in a Jason Vargas or an Andrew Cashner type guy just to put in the back end of the rotation and end a little veteran leadership. But, that's a ridiculously bad break for Carrasco, isn't it, Dan?
Oh, yeah. How long will he be out for? Is it the season?
There is so little. All they describe it as is discomfort in the right leg. They don't even give an area of the leg.
Because it's hockey?
Thinking like they should have just put lower body injury. But it was bad enough, like I was saying, it was bad enough that he ended up on crutches. So, and it was kind of interesting. I heard some people talking about the Indians as a playoff team. Are you buying the Indians actually as a wild card contender? They did make some noise now instead of trading Francisco Lindor, about actually possibly trying to sign him long term. I honestly think they were just kind of doing that to make a point. Your fans are going to be upset when you trade everybody away. But are you buying them as a playoff contender?
I mean, they seem to have been dismantling the team last year and still managed to win 90 games. So, as long as that Blonde Lady is the owner, I think they're going to win games. That was a drum roll right there. Or a rim shot.
Oh, sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I
still think the White Sox have a good chance. I just, of competing. I don't know if they're playoff ready, and, the Twins made a move here or there, but I can't buy them as a serious contender. And let's not even get talking about the Tigers and the Royals. So.
Yeah. and I know you and I were joking a little bit about Mr. Fantasy off air. Just so you know, Dan, he is – He is at the Scotiabank Arena right now, and it appears that he's sitting in a skybox getting ready to watch the Penguins take on the Maple Leafs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I wonder who he's got, if he's got any of those guys on his fantasy. Oh, wait, he didn't join with us, though.
So, yeah, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, there you go. I was wondering why I hadn't heard from him. He's in tune. So, but, yeah, you know, since we, you know, we've bounced off a little fantasy-wise here. The NBA starts up tonight, Dan. Did you remember to set your lineup?
Yeah, I have all of D. Rose playing tonight.
Oh, okay. You know, then I have to ask you, so you're saying you don't have, do you have Kyrie Irving?
Do I? No, I don't think I.
I'm hoping you answer no. So,
because
if you do have Kyrie Irving, well, if you do have Kyrie Irving, you're not going to want him much longer because he's going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. I'm kind of baffled by this one, Dan. Everybody seems to love this guy, but yet
he hasn't done anything.
He never plays a full season, and he just kind of. You know, there's always a lot of talk, you know, oh, yeah, you know, this is Kyrie, and, you know, he's going to be this and that, and, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, everything's all set, and he's going to be the king of basketball, and then he gets hurt. So, yeah, I don't get it. And, I understand, you know, the Nets really brought him in for – next year when you got a healthy Kevin Durant. So, I understand that. That's not a big deal. But at this point, don't you have to kind of start questioning whether he's going to be able to help you even when you get Kevin Durant?
Well, and, you know, here's the other thing. You know, when is it too early to make comparisons? You know, isn't it best to make that comparison to any other past player when your career's over? Because, you know, ever since Kobe's passing, everyone, all the memes, all the crap I see about the NBA and whose game is most like Kobe is Kyrie. Except the way Kyrie's going, his resume is never going to look anything remotely close to Kobe's.
Yeah, not even close. I mean, he won the one title with LeBron, but, he's never going to be a Kobe-type leader or, anything like that. He's never going to be that player.
Well, and like you just said, though, I will repeat what you said, though, because you said Kyrie won the title with LeBron. LeBron didn't win the title with Kyrie. You know, it's not the other way around. And we're not going to knock the kid's game, but, I feel like Kawhi Leonard gets a little bit more heat. You know, everyone kind of wants to drag him down a little bit more. He already has the two titles, two different teams, and two – I forget what they call it, NBA championship MVPs. So I think he's going to go on. I don't know when his career is over, because obviously with LeBron still in the game, nobody overshadows him, especially when the mothership paid all that money to endorse the league. So, you know, nobody has a chance of being the face of the NBA, which I still think is a load of crap. Nothing against LeBron, but I think you need to have faces, seeing as you have 50 states, 48, continental, that are kind of mostly represented, and 32 teams. So putting one guy as your face, kind of, you know, you're kind of doing a disservice to the league as a whole, but, you know, that's a whole other topic. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like Kyrie has a lot of big shoes to fill, and I don't think he's even close to filling them.
No, well, you know, you just kind of, you look at his stats, and he's played 70 or more games only three times in his career. You know, he's now on his eighth season. You know, this year, if he does have the season-ending surgery, which they're saying he's going to, he'll play a career-low 20 games.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, you look at it, I mean, it's just, you know, it's baffling. You know, being the fact that, you know, this is his ninth year in the NBA. So you figure, you know what, they play 82 games for 9 years. You know, that's a total of 738 games. He's played in 528. So he's missed 210 games in a 9-year career.
That's like 2.5 years.
Yeah. All right.
First season.
I'm not going to pull up, I'm not going to double check that against Kobe. Because I know the only time Kobe really missed any games was when he blew out that Achilles. And I'm guessing that Kobe probably didn't miss 220 games in his entire career. I mean, obviously you look at the card and the guy's a good player. He's a career 20-point scorer, 22.4. This year he was having his best scoring year. He's a point guard, so he hands off 5.7 assists a game. To be honest, that's a little low, but that's how the NBA is now. Everybody scores. So, you know, it's kind of a shame that we haven't seen this guy manage to stay healthy just to maybe see what he could have done, especially this year when he was going to be counted on as the guy. You know, next year, once Durant gets back, it automatically becomes Durant's team. You know, Kyrie's got one championship, Durant's three, I think, or four. So you obviously cede that to Durant. And I don't know, Dan. I mean, for a guy that was a number one overall pick, I don't know if you could call him a bust, but he sure hasn't lived up to what a number one overall pick should be, has he?
No, and I mean, again, you know, with 32 teams, it's plainly obvious he's not going to be on, you know, the championship team every single year, unless he was part of the worst team for 4 or 5 years there. But, you know, I mean, it just seems like his name is thrown out there a lot. But when it comes down to it, I just feel like he hasn't really, like you said, lived up to the potential that should be there. And, you know, when he gets ranked on an all-time list, you know, he's definitely not in any top 10. He's not going to be in the top 25. So are we talking, you know, top 100?
Yeah, because, like, I'm trying to think of it now. Where would you put him in? You know, is he a 25 player right now?
We need a basketball expert. We need an NBA expert.
You got the obvious guys. I mean, obviously you're taking LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kawhi and, Giannis.
Yeah.
You know, you got your obvious guys who are going to automatically move right in front of them, but honestly, is he any better than Bradley Beal?
No. Well, and the other thing, you know, and obviously we can't discount where he's been and how long he stayed there. You know, guys move around a lot more than they did in the past. But, you know, take a look at KD, take a look at LeBron. you know, LeBron's 10 years were essentially put together to win the championship. And while a lot of people may not like that he left Cleveland to go to Miami, he did it with a purpose and they won. They collected those titles. He went back to Cleveland. He got the one that they wanted. And then he moved down to L.A. and we'll see what happens there. But he just, Kyrie won't live up to that.
No, you know, and I know the plan for him going to Brooklyn this year was for them to win the title next year when Durant got back and, you know, all that. And, you know, I mean, we'll, yeah, you know, maybe it works out. You know, I just don't know if they're, you know, you throw Durant in, I just don't know if they're even good enough then. I mean, you know, I'm sure they'll make some ads around it, but I mean, Dan, are you terrified of a team whose big three is Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and I'm guessing Spencer Dinwiddie, who's averaging 21 points a game this year?
No.
So, you know, and I know they actually have a really young, you know, kind of rim protector guy in Jared Allen. But everything I've heard says they want to get rid of him because he doesn't fit their system. And it's like, okay, well, you're going to trade, you know, you're going to go out and get, you know, everybody's going to be under 6'5 now in the NBA. Is that the new rule? So that, or they're either trying to clear space because they, you know, they also signed their buddy DeAndre Jordan. So, you know, they want to make room for him to play. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, and obviously the team will change when Durant gets back. You know, it won't be the same team next year. But yeah, I don't know, you know, where they're going to add or how they're going to, you know, subtract what they're going to take away from it. But I guess we'll see. I mean, you know, Milwaukee seems to be doing it with kind of one superstar and just a bunch of quality team guys. So maybe Brooklyn can do the same thing next year. You know, are you on board with that? Are you going to be on the Nets bandwagon next year? You know, you'll be all set and see how it works. You'll have all your Nets gear and, you know. But, yeah, I just kind of, you know, kind of odd because, you know, the thing that really kind of popped into my head with this is I heard somebody claiming that Andrew Wiggins should be looked at as a bust. Now, if you remember, Wiggins was the first pick in the draft. Let me see if I can get the his player card here real quick. And, he was the guy that Cleveland sent to Minnesota to get Kevin Love. He was the first round pick in 2014. So, you know, now here we're talking about a guy who, you know, in three of his first four seasons played in all 82 games. And the season he didn't, he played in 81. He played in 73 last year. And so far this year, he's played in 45. All right, he scores 19.7 points a game. You know, and again, you know, the rest of his stats aren't super flashy, so maybe people kind of hold that against him. But, you know, there's, you know, maybe, again, not what you would expect a number one pick to be kind of putting up stat-wise, but I don't know if you would say he's a bust.
No, I wouldn't say he's a bust because he at least, you know, over Andrew Wiggins, he has that ring.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously that's the one thing. I mean, you know, Kyrie's got the ring. But, you know, they both were Rookie of the Years. Kyrie's got, you know, the more all-star selections and all that kind of stuff. But you've got to wonder if Wiggins actually stays with the Warriors and, you know, next year he's there with a healthy Steph Curry, a healthy Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. you know, where maybe there's less pressure on him, you know, I think he would have a really good chance to break out as, you know, that third scoring option on a team like that. You know, he could do really well for himself.
It's still hard to get used to him being with the Warriors.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, once they started, you know, oh, yeah, well, you know, you can, you know, he's a bust, and you look at it, he, you know, really, is he really a – I don't think he's a bust. I mean, again, he's probably not put up the numbers that, you know, a number one, you know, draft pick would have, but, I mean, you know, I mean, just there, you know, there are – far worse guys, you know, than what Kyrie Irving has done. I mean, you know, the Cavaliers alone, I'm trying to remember, that was it, Anthony Bennett was the guy. Do you remember his stellar, he was the guy they picked the year before Kyrie. Do you remember his stellar NBA career?
No. Is it done with already?
You know,
after two seasons?
Yeah, I do believe it is over. I think he bounced around a little bit, but I don't believe. Yeah, it looks like he played. He did spend part of four seasons in the NBA: Cleveland, Minnesota, Toronto, and Brooklyn. He averaged a career 4.4 points a game. And only averaged playing 12.6 minutes a game. But he was the number one overall pick in the draft.
No, I mean, that's a bust. So he went over to Minnesota for Kevin Love.
Yeah, he was part of the Kyrie deal. So, you know, and you know, so I mean, to me, that's a bust.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at that kind of thing, or, you know, you look at a guy, I know he wasn't the first pick, but, you know, you look at a guy like Greg Oden, who the Trailblazers picked and just thought they were going to build their franchise around, you know, and he couldn't stay healthy. You know, there was a big debate on, you know, do you take Oden number one or Kevin Durant number one? So.
Was he the one that got mixed up with the Kardashian there? Was that the guy, Odom?
I don't know. Did he? He might have. I don't know. I don't know much about the Kardashians. So, you know, but I mean, yeah, I mean, there's been some guys. I mean, I'm betting you don't even remember this guy, Dan. Remember Michael Olowokandi when the Clippers drafted him number one?
No.
Yeah. They passed up Dirk Nowitzki, Paul Pierce, and Vince Carter to take Olowokandi.
They passed up three guys who spent about 60 years in the NBA combined.
Yeah, three guys who are Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
To select this guy. So, you know, just one of those things. And, you know, he was a 7-footer, and, you know, I mean, he hung around for quite a while. Obviously, being as big as he was, there were always teams willing to look at him. You know, looks like he played nine seasons in the NBA. But even as a 7-foot center, he only averaged 8.3 points a game and only 6.8 rebounds a game for a guy that tall.
Ooh.
So,
you know,
but,
and then
yeah,
the
you know,
hard
the,
part,
the,
though, too, with the NBA, though, is if you don't catch within two seasons, by the third season, if you're not producing, your minutes have dwindled, and, you know, the next team you're on, you're the guy coming off the bench, maybe lucky if you get 20 minutes a game.
So, yeah, you know, the Clippers held on to him. You know, they took 5 years to try to get him to develop. You know, it just didn't work out. Then it was the Timberwolves who took a shot with him as a free agent. He spent two full seasons there and parts of a third before they dealt him to Boston, where, you know, he finished out, you know, again, what you'd have to look at as a bust being a number one pick. You know, he played a season, well, basically he played 40 games with Boston over two seasons. So, you know, just not what people were expecting. So, I mean, yeah, those are, you know, when you pull up names like that, those are guys that are busts to me. I don't see Andrew Wiggins as a guy you go, oh, yeah, he's a bust.
No.
Okay. You know, if he's a bust, what does it make that guy? And I didn't bring up Kwame Brown.
Well, I think that's where you start looking at, like, Kyrie, though. You come back to him and, you know, you've got that upper echelon. So does he really get that? You know, he definitely, the name, he's got the name value, and everyone knows the name. But is he really, does he really have that superstar status?
Well, here's the way I would pose this to you, Dan. If he hadn't played with LeBron, would he be at that, would he be where he is right now? Would people talk about him the way he is, you know, the way they do right now?
Wow, I guess I never even thought of it that way. And no, I think I'd have to agree with you because, I mean, you know, getting to rub shoulders with LeBron definitely gave him a boost, and then with that title. But, you know, when he felt like he wasn't happy anymore, how did he continue to build his name up by, you know, I don't want to say calling out LeBron, but in a sense, you know, calling him out or, you know, not agreeing with the way playing with him. That, I think that helped keep his name in the mix when he was in Boston. And then, of course, when everything didn't work out the way he wanted, what did he do? He doesn't retract his statement, but he more or less goes back on it and, you know, expresses his, you know, he reflects on it and feels bad about, you know, saying what he said about LeBron.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, he's such an odd guy as it is because, you know, this was the guy who got on the mic at a home game in Boston and basically told the fans he would be back next year and then did nothing but backtrack after he made that statement.
You can't do that in Boston.
Right. You know, and then obviously he ended up signing with Brooklyn, so he didn't go to Boston anyways. You know, he didn't stay with Boston. And I, you know, it's just kind of, you know, such a bit of an odd guy. You know, it's like, okay, you know, you look like you're on the precipice of possibly being a great player, but you just can't quite get over the hump.
Yeah. Well, and I think his issue, though, in Cleveland, though, you know, was I think he wanted to be the star, and I think that's what he's wanted to be. He wants to be that, you know, the number one. He wants to be the LeBron of the team. And I don't think, you know, he accepted taking that step back when the King showed up in Cleveland. And then, you know, as he moved on, he realized, I'm not that number one. And sometimes it's, you know, one of those things with the NBA, I feel like if these guys would just shut up and play and focus on their game, that's what's going to, you know, continue to excel your career.
I'm going to end the Empire State. I know you didn't do driving this week. I was picking up the days. I didn't want to punch everything in. We'll bring Dan and his dad to the back next week. But we are going to call it a phone call. He and I are going to see the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Of course, now we're going to GoToMedia.com. Check out my blog yesterday. If you want to get over to the Facebook page and give that a like, but don't forget to put it in your head. That's what's on radio. Feel free to ask Dan. I got it. We're cool with that. And hey, if you stop by and listen to this one, hey, that was really nice of you to do that. But get quite a bit around to listening to the podcast. You can head over to the podcast. You can listen whenever you want.